This week we celebrate July 4th, Independence Day. Independence. Independence is only in contrast to dependence. Only in contrast to all sorts of dependence. Political, social, economic. Dependence or lack of it, denial of dependence and non-independence, in contrast to so-called independence. So, independence, dependence. Of course, the life of the universe is one of dependence and independence, both dependence and independence, universe life, on all sorts of levels. Though we sit upright and still, at the very same time, breathing. At the very same time, blood coursing through body, heart beating, thoughts arising, passing, feelings arising, passing, hearing sounds, seeing light and dark, all the senses experiencing this arising, passing whole universe. So in expressing the Buddha's awakening, there's a number of ways this has been done. One is the phrase, above heaven, below earth, I alone am the world honored one. This phrase is attributed to the Buddha, specifically to the form of the baby Buddha. If you look above the fireplace, there's on that altar, there's the baby Buddha pointing up with one hand and down with the other hand. Above heaven, below earth, I alone in the world on him. And yet, there's also the expressions of the Buddha's awakening. I and all beings of the great earth together attained a way. Together attained a way. Another expression, all beings of the great earth are the wisdom perfection of the Tathagata, or the Tathagata, thus come, thus gone. Independence, interdependence, interbeing, one way of expressing Buddha teaching, and yet, dependent origination, dependent arising, fundamental Buddha teaching. When there is this, there is that. When this ceases, that ceases. Or another way, when that ceases, this ceases. When there is not this, there is not that. When there is not that, there is not this. Truly, neither dependence nor independence. And because you are never dependent, you can be dependent. Because you are never independent, you can be independent. This is the nature of our practice and of our life. Never dependent, never independent. Completely dependent, interpenetrating, completely independent. Don't be caught by words, and yet words are useful supports, useful expressions. precepts in various forms, especially the grave precepts such as non-killing, such as not speaking of faults, not speaking of faults of others, not speaking of faults of self, not elevating, not putting down, and so on. All these precepts are primarily to remind and redirect us to being just this moment, this interbeing interdependence, this interbeing dependence. Fundamentally, as Maizumi Roshi would often remind us, encourage us, our task is appreciating this life, appreciating our life. This intimacy is forgetting self, not anything else. Forgetting self is being awakened, being appreciating this life. Useful to know that there's all sorts of supports. There's never any mistakes. No mistakes. But saying this another way, there's all sorts of accidents, but they're joyful accidents. Joyful opportunities of being this appreciating life. It's only when we believe and hold on to ideas of mistakes, which are ideas of believing self-centeredness, believing self-centered dream, that troubles arise, and therefore practice effort is necessary. Practice efforts are valuable. And these efforts include forgetting self, include nurturing ways that support forgetting self-centeredness, nurturing not holding to complaints which arise, not holding to myriad others that we believe exist above heaven, below earth, I alone. All sorts of supports to being this awakened life, to awakening right here, right now, as we are. In the midst of myriad self-centeredness arising and passing, even myriad self-centeredness that we attach to and entangle in. That's exactly our life practice opportunity. Independence then. And yet we must make the skillful and appropriate efforts, practice efforts as needed. Otherwise, we poison the life of this independence, interdependent, interbeing universe. And how do we poison it? Only with myriad self-centeredness, caught up, self-justification, habits of poison, poisoning this, poisoning that. Poisoning that which is never elsewhere, never else have, never poisons. And yet, myriad illusions of are and are not, dependent and independent, self and others, can create troubles, as we know. If when being dependent upon conditions being one way or another, being dependent upon conditions not being one way and not another way, whether the conditions are so-called outside or so-called inside, so-called mine, so-called others. That is exactly holding to self-centeredness, exactly caught in dreams. That is not treating our life, our self-other interbeing life respectfully. Please, when these arise, be the practice with this. For Independence Day, please be independent of angers and hatreds of all sorts when you discover them arising. All sorts of so-called recent and so-called ancient can arise. Right now, we can give up holding to them. Allow ourselves to be independent of them, free from holding on to forms of anger, greed, and delusions which arise. To note the caughtness, if that is here, and thereby, there how be the interdependent interbeing that you are, that we are, above the heavens, below the earth, just this moment. Thank you.